Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord Jesus, Jesus, fuck, fuck, fuck. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. I'm praying for my life. Somebody was barbecue. And I ran out, I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody got time for this. Ain't nobody.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Questionable Intelligence piece of shit bullshit fucking report. That I have no partners in, apparently. Because none of my two co-hosts that are supposed to be a part of this have decided to join us this evening. So fuck them both. Right in the ass. Pieces of shit, the both of them. Anyway, apparently it's up to me to just sit there and act like a faggot. Well, we got one of us calling him.
You're sitting here acting like a faggot?
Yeah, me. Because my
Why?
Two co-hosts are pieces of shit. I don't want to be a part of the show.
I have to be honest. Lose
back. Fucking. God, what is wrong with you guys? I talked to Lou like 2 hours ago, so. You got
didn't
no
get back.
Excuse. He got back like yesterday, the day before.
Okay.
I talked to him like 2 hours ago. He knows the show is now.
Well,
wow. Oh, he's being fat.
I don't know,
Lou,
my man.
You can hear us, which you probably can. So, did the Jets win? What's going on?
The Jets did win, yes. In overtime.
In overtime?
A crappy team, so I'm not very happy, but, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah, so you're going to be watching football for the rest of the night, too?
Pretty much, yeah. How I roll.
Hey. You know why you don't get laid, right?
Listen, that is so low on the list of reasons why I don't get laid. I mean, let's be real about it.
Do you think that has nothing to do with why you don't get laid?
In what sense does it have... Okay, if I wasn't watching football today, what would I be doing?
How about working out?
I do need to start getting back into working out.
So you can't argue that shit. Well, if you weren't watching football all day, you could be going to a gym and getting all hot and tight. And, you know, maybe if you get big muscles, your hair will grow back.
Yeah, and maybe my bank account will swell up also.
Right? I mean, it's all linked. It's all together.
It's all related. No, I do need to work out, though. But if I was going to work out, I can do it 6 other days of the week. I don't have to do everything on a Sunday. But, you know, Sunday's my day to just relax.
Well, is Sunday the only day that football is ever played?
No, there's one game on Thursday nights and one game on Monday nights, but those aren't really vital, unless the Jets are playing.
Ain't nobody got time for that, Mick.
Exactly. So what have you been up to, sir?
Nothing. I've been trying to actually work out every day of the week, if
okay,
I can.
That's
because
good.
It seems like if I can do that, I can stay on some sort of schedule and I won't quickly relapse back into fatitude.
Right.
And laziness.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's really just
it,
so easy
like
for me to come
routine.
Home and say, yeah, exactly. It's just too easy to come home and be fat and just sit down and watch, like, Netflix and stuff. It's too easy
right.
to do that.
It really is. It sucks. And the thing is, for
yeah.
me, like, I
so
can...
So what do you do
I'm,
when you come home from work?
I can watch TV and jerk off. I don't know.
No, really? Is that it?
For the most part, you know, if I have to run errands or do laundry or do shopping and stuff like that. But, yeah, as far as me, like, coming home, for the most part, I'm pretty much a lazy bastard.
You just come home and you put on some Now, do you actually masturbate to something in particular, or you just put on television and eventually you just start whacking?
I start watching like old reruns of like Seinfeld and King of Queens, and it gets me all hot.
I don't lie, you know it's the Golden Girls.
I was watching the Golden Girls last night, actually.
Were you
not
really?
But not masturbating. Let's make that clear.
See, I don't believe that for a second, though. I don't believe that you can watch an episode of Golden Girls without masturbating.
It was tough, too, because Blanche's granddaughter, she was trying to force her into beauty pageants, and there was a bunch of, like, mm-hmm. eight-year-olds all dressed up and whored out. It was pretty sweet. But,
Well, the only one still alive is Betty White, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
We should do Fuck, Marry, Kill, Rape with the Golden Girls. Although, like you said, only one of them is alive, so.
Well, we can't do it with the remaining Golden Girls, because you have
to
fuck,
have to be all four,
marry, right? Kill, and rape Betty White.
Betty White, right.
Which, I mean, judging from the interviews I've seen her with, seen her do lately, she might be up for that.
It wouldn't surprise me.
She's a horny old broad.
Yeah, she might as well go out with a bang.
Very funny, Mick. I see what you did there. Very funny.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, so what have you been up to besides, obviously, being cock deep in football season?
Not much. I went to go see my niece yesterday. But
your niece?
Other than that,
up in Tony's daughter?
Yeah. So that was fun. But my thing is, like, it's good. I like it because she's actually starting to, like, be a person. What the hell are
no,
you doing?
No, she can't be a person. I'm rubbing my cock. Is that okay?
Thinking about my niece? It's sick.
Yeah, I'm rubbing my cock to you talking about your niece. I'm eating a fucking cheeseburger, dude.
All right,
speaking
well,
of being fat and lazy, I went to Five Guys before the show.
and you also went to go get a hamburger, didn't you? Hey-o.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But, yeah, so.
Nice one.
So are you like a kid person? I'm guessing not.
You know what? I can be because I'm good with kids, but... Oh, shit, it's alive. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Holy, he decided to be a part of his own fucking show.
No, come on.
Asshole.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, Mike?
Welcome back.
What, did you fall asleep?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you fucking
something
your
like
wife?
That. Louis? Nice. Good for you, Louis.
Louis, were you fucking your wife?
Yeah, you know. What are you going to do?
I'm going to masturbate to the Golden Girls while you fuck your wife.
You just spent 2.5 weeks with her, and this is the first time you're back for your show.
And,
what?
Unbelievable. Hello?
And you got to be fucking your wife when your show's supposed to be on.
Unbelievable.
All right, listen. Yeah, I got to take Louis' side on this. I'm sorry, Mike. if you were just busting
my
balls.
That's because you forgot that you had a show today.
Listen, if you were busting
you guys
my balls.
You guys are horrible.
You were just busting my balls for watching football instead of remembering the show. At least Louis was doing something better than watching football.
football.
You know what?
Oh, Jesus, fire.
Yeah, anybody gets
that. I never noticed that there's like fire sirens in the background of the song.
Ain't nobody got time for mixed football craziness. Forgot you had us. You guys, I'm telling you, I'm the only one dedicated to this show. Not dedicated enough to actually come up with any material for it. Not actually that dedicated.
I told you, listen, if we do the show on like noon on Sundays, I will never forget it.
Yeah. Why noon?
Yeah,
I
disagree.
Well, because I was telling him, because 1 o'clock is when the games start. So I don't want to do the show at 1 o'clock. So then he said, how about 6 o'clock? And I was like, yeah, 6 o'clock is better than 1. But I was in my football coma until I get to Texas to show in 1 minute. And I'm like, oh, crap. I forgot.
Jesus. Is the Jets play at 1 o'clock?
I asked you specifically if 6 o'clock was okay for you.
Yes, you did. That's what I'm saying. That's my fault. I'm not.
1 o'clock is kickoff. No, I mean, nothing happens in the first half hour.
All right.
He knows that. He's got no excuse, though. You can't say that to a football person.
Fine, next week you can do this. We can have the show at 1 o'clock, and I'm gonna be watching football, and I'm gonna call in 10 minutes late and say I was fucking somebody, so I was late 3 times.
Yeah, but it's much more believable when Lou says it.
How dare you? But yes.
I mean, slightly more believable when Lou says it.
I do need to get
most likely, Mick. He was probably taking his shit.
No.
I think he was fucking his wife. I really do. Yeah. But I do need to get laid, and I actually made a plea, and Mike yelled at me on Facebook for not ever returning the favor and getting him ass, which is a correct.
Well, no. I wasn't intimating that at all for
any pussy that will throw you away.
Do you remember how I told you earlier? You asked how Mick was doing, and I said, "Oh, he's complaining about not getting laid." And you said, "What else is new?" Remember that conversation?
Yeah. Nothing's changed, is what I said.
No, not at all.
Exactly. But he's actually doing it on Facebook. He actually said, for everyone who's reading this, and if you're a guy, you know, you should have somebody that you know who's doing this for me. You guys should be asking yourselves, when's the last time you gave Mick an orgasm? So I said, fuck you selfish prick. Like, when's the last time you gave me one? Which I wasn't talking about, like, vicariously. I was talking about when was the last time you actually... Yeah, when did you say, when was the last time you touched my penis, Mick? I mean,
quick handy.
It's been a while.
Lou's away in Europe. It's
well, how about this, Mike?
Candy
to use a reference from a show that Louie missed, how about I jerk off on a steak and you can eat it?
Jerk off on a steak and I can eat it?
That's how we are now.
What show is that?
Didn't Eddie say he did something like that?
With what?
Oh, my God.
Didn't Eddie say he did something like that?
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, remember I was telling you about Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, one time he wrapped a steak around his dick and he jerked off with it.
Christ.
And then he put it back in the fridge. And his parents cooked it up.
And his family ate it.
Jesus.
So I said...
You're taking a pie or something?
Hmm?
Is that
like
supposed to
be
something like sticking your dick in a pie where, you know, oh, look at that. That's
well, I think he's just looking for something to feel good around his cock, and he thought, well, you know, a pussy is essentially just a hole in the meat, so why don't I just wrap some meat around my dick?
Yeah, but a pie, like a gooey pie, makes a little more sense, a little more.
No, it really doesn't, though, because there's no give in a pie. It's all give, actually. There's no tightness in a pie. At least with a steak, he's gripping it. And he's just rubbing his dick through me.
I call not it for testing out this theory.
That would, Mick, like you haven't already. We come on, dude.
Like you haven't fucked a steak pie yet.
I'm not the pie fucker in this. I think Lou would be more likely to fuck a pie. Not even on purpose. I think he would just start waving his dick around, and if there was a pie in the area, it'd just fall into it.
It would just get in the way, yeah. Collateral
damage.
Well, you know what, Doug? If you see the way he eats, it's like he's sticking his dick in it.
Yeah. I always get shit somehow in my hair, hanging out my face.
No, but Eddie wraps the steak around his dick, and he fucks the steak. He puts it back in the fridge. His mom cooks it up and serves it to the whole family. So among the rest of the conversation, I said, you know, man, at the very least I can say that my mom has never tasted my cum.
Right.
Which is true.
Which it's
she might have tasted all of yours, but not mine.
It's disturbing that there is somebody that cannot make that claim, quite frankly.
Exactly. So that was kind of my point.
Yeah,
I thought I was going to go my entire life not knowing someone that...
Right.
Jesus.
I'm sure even those crazy European bastards you encountered over the last 2 weeks can't say that.
No, yeah, pretty much. I think everyone on the continent of Europe can rest assured.
So, Lou, tell us, including Mick, who's at least half Italian, tell us how great the Italians are. Since you just came back from Italy.
I'm not a big fan of, actually. I think I'm actually just racist against Italians.
Oh, are you?
Italians?
Oh, Italians. Well, the thing, they even refer themselves out there as Italians. My whole life I've been told I look Italian and here, so I always think to myself, like, the cheap suit wearing, like, Sopranos, and I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. But, so you would think, going back to the quote-unquote old country, you know, things are different. But, well, no, it's different in the sense that, you know, they're just like rude people, very kind of wrapped up in themselves, kind of, you know, the whole guy machoism thing is true. And
so, in other words, you're saying Italians are exactly like Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And in a bigger sense is that it's a poor-ass country. I mean, it's that's something that people don't really, I guess, talk about or let you know, but people are broke, you know, everywhere you go. Just,
well, yeah, I know. I have a friend who used to live there, and she said that, yeah, when she would go to visit, like, they're just, like garbage on the streets that, like, piles up for, like, days.
Yeah.
People don't, like,
yeah,
clean up
they're
the
not
streets.
The cleanest
so, in other words,
people.
Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, pretty much. but actually, they actually work for their meager existence. But no, seriously.
Now I know you're no longer talking about Puerto Ricans.
Exactly. So you get off the plane, and there's, like, no immigration services because they know you're not sticking around for a while. There's, like, no, like, oh, how long are you here for business? None of that. It's like, oh, boom. Get your stuff, go hang out. You'll be leaving soon enough.
Yeah, go to Venice, and that's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, well, you go
to Venice.
Well,
I know that, like, I've had female friends who've gone out to Italy, and they said that, like, as aggressive as men can be out here, it's nothing like the way they are. Like, men will come up to you and start rubbing their crotches on you on the bus in Italy. Yeah. And they'll just be like, what are you going to do about it?
They're rude. I mean, people have this misconception that French are rude, but never really had, it's not like they go out of their way to, you know, hold your hand across the street, but Italians are definitely, like, cutthroat, you know? You're online, and, like, a bunch of them will go around you to get on the bus instead of forming in the fucking line, you know? They will push
you up. Oh, so now you're saying they're, like,
black. Oh, my God, so they... Such an asshole. I was about to say they still sound like Puerto Ricans to me.
Italians get, like, the worst of all of them, and just that's who they are.
That's
so,
great,
yeah,
though.
I mean,
that's
you know,
really
you try
great
to, like, you know, they know you don't know their language. You know, they're in a fucking tourist area, yet they, you know, they refuse to help you. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, obviously they don't have to because it's their country, but compared to, you know, the French, you know, somebody in the place.
But what we really want to know is, how do their transvestite hookers compare to the rest of Europe?
Tight bungholes, man. Tight bungholes.
All right.
Yeah, no, but you guys would have fun.
So I like how there's all these stereotypes about, you know, black people being really rude and loud and obnoxious and, you know, Puerto Ricans being rude and loud and obnoxious and stuff like that and annoying and stuff like that. And Italians trump them all.
Yeah, pretty much.
I love that.
I mean,
wait, though. Here's a true test, though. You put some Italians in a movie theater and see how they act.
There you go. They drive like complete and total fucking savages. It's crazy. It's unbelievable.
So then they're like Dominicans as well.
Yeah, totally. They take the worst of everybody. Absolutely.
Way
like,
to go, Italy.
They have those way to go, Italy. They have those little Vespas, you know what I mean? And
The
scooters.
They will ram themselves into anything. It's just like, there's an opening, I'm going to cut through there. And
it's they sound like Puerto Ricans and black people then.
I don't know. It's terrible, man.
And Dominicans, because I witnessed a lot of half of, I'd say about 90% of the people in the Dominican Republic ride scooters.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's a big thing. Yeah, sure. It's a low-cost thing. They do it more in Italy because of the space. Everything's so tiny over there. The streets,
yeah,
and all that shit. But, yeah, totally. I mean, Yeah, they're just a bunch of dicks. That it comes out.
Just a bunch of dicks.
Which
you should. I mean, that's your thing, though.
Yeah, yeah. How would you not be happy in a country full of dicks?
You go out of your way on a regular basis to be in the company of a bunch of dicks.
Well, now it's fun.
I don't know why you weren't happy with it.
Yeah.
So you like diversity. You like when there's a bunch of dicks and some cunts and some assholes.
There you go.
Primarily dicks, but
and
like an occasional cunt and an asshole.
Pricks,
right.
Dicks, assholes. But all of one thing is, too much of one
thing. Too much dick is a bad thing, is what you're saying.
Yeah, too much of one thing is just not. Stinky dick, hard dick.
I never thought I'd hear the day when Lou Camacho said that too much dick is a bad thing.
Yeah, so I could
gotta
do without their. They have cool stuff to see, but I could do without their entire
attitude.
Actually. Yeah.
So where else did you go besides Italy and France?
No, well,
Italy
not France. Good enough for you? Jesus Christ, that's. Woof.
I'm just asking how your trip went. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that was it. It was Paris, then.
Wait, I have to ask you a very serious question, though.
What's it?
Were there niggas in Paris?
Yeah, there was, actually.
Were they going gorillas?
Yeah, they were going gorilla. Actually, there's an actual population of black people in Paris, but, well, in France in general, they're more accepting.
Well, there,
you
I mean,
to
any
Italy?
Country that...
No.
Any country that takes over... Well, actually, I heard that there's a lot of black people in Italy, too, now.
No.
Like, there's a lot of migration. Yeah.
No, I didn't see... Well, I'm telling you, I didn't see a black soul. I saw... There was one black guy that I saw in a Burger King in Rome, and apparently...
Was he scared for his life?
No, he was in Burger King. He was in his element.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean? What the fuck does that mean, man?
I'm surprised I didn't see him at the KFC there. That's all.
That was the most casually racist thing that has ever been said on the show.
And apparently Fermil has seen a couple of black chicks at, like, in Naples or something when the last day we were getting out of
there. Well, I mean, if it's Naples, that makes sense.
That's probably part of a ghetto exchange.
No, I'm not even kidding, though. There's an expression in Italian called, it's pronounced, well, my grandmother used to say fanabla, which basically means, it's that stupid American-Italian shortening of, it means go to Naples, basically, which is like saying go to hell.
Jesus Christ.
So when you say that to somebody, it means go to hell. So apparently Naples really is a shithole.
It's not fun. We were there just for the one day, though, because we had to catch a flight from there. But, yeah, it's not pretty at all. But we went to Pompeii to see all that...
Did she burn people and stuff?
All that stuff.
See, what I like to imagine is that Pompeii is still on fire. So, like, when you go there, there's still, like, people covered in lava, just, like, milling about, screaming occasionally.
Just, like, yelling and screaming bloody murder.
Oh, my God. The Burger King's right to the left. In between screams, they're directing you to, the tourist attractions.
We went covered in lava. Top of Mount Vesuvius. And
that's what we need. Lava zombies.
Lava zombies. That'd be pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Now, are they
zombies
like,
rising out of the?
Yeah. Are they? Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually. They keep going because they're zombies, but they're like melting at the same time. Or
well, like in
like,
certain,
their orifice is like spewing lava. That'd be pretty cool. Like their eyes and mouth.
I'm not sure. I mean,
like they just open their
zombies,
mouth and like lava shoots out.
Zombies themselves are kind of kind of defy physics and whatnot. But I think zombies that shoot lava are a little far fetched, even for us.
Why? once you get into the zombie realm, there's a lot of, like, rationalizing zombies, but ultimately zombies are an ultra-super.
You know what? Why not a zombie that shoots knives out of its dick, then?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Go for it. Yeah.
Why not a winged zombie that shoots knives out of its dick and shits Skittles on everybody?
Skittles.
And the Skittles are kind of like already, starting to melt.
Skittle-shitting, knife-shooting, winged zombie. Why not, right, Lou? Because zombies can shoot lava out of their mouth. Anything's up for grabs, right?
Anything's up for grabs.
You know, why don't we just throw aliens into the mix?
What are we doing?
Why don't we just throw aliens into the mix, Lou?
And throw jobs at black people.
Can they? Oh! Oh, boy.
You know, I was referencing something that happened between you and I watching South Park, Lou, but you took it to a whole other race level.
That's me now.
Make that, tell you about
Lou.
That, how we were watching South Park, and we were coming up with this sketch. You remember John Edwards, that asshole, bullshit, psychic faggot?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, we were coming up with this show making fun of, like, a sketch making fun of him, basically, and Lou's like, yeah, and then an alien could come into the show and say, like, you know, can you speak to my whatever? And I'm like, why do we, like, we're just making fun of John Edwards. Why do we got to throw a fucking alien in there? Like,
right.
We don't need a fucking alien in the sketch. Like, guys from South Park don't just fucking do that shit. Within seconds of me saying that, we're watching this episode about the Catholic Church being pedophiles, and there's this huge summit.
Right.
Where all of the Catholic dioceses, like, come together, and they're talking about, you know, how basically fucking little boys is part of the Catholic tradition. And within minutes of me saying South Park guys don't just throw aliens into the mix, the alien Catholics come in and start talking about how they rape little boys also.
It was,
and Lou's looking at me like, you stupid prick. You stupid dumb. God has just come down from heaven and proven you wrong.
Nice.
God took time out of his busy ass schedule to make someone look stupid. It was awesome.
To make me look stupid in front of Lou. And it was actually, you know, like, it was bad. I mean, there was no way I could back out of that. There was no running away from that.
Yeah.
Like, Lou has this very skillful, through years of lying and cajolery, managed to come up with this very unique Puerto Rican way of just not ever taking claim or responsibility for anything, even when you're caught red-handed.
Yeah, like, what? I don't.
You know, he could be stabbing somebody in the neck and be like, "Oh my God, this guy the knife was already in his neck and
he's
just
shooting blood out."
Why is the blood in my mouth? How did it get squirt so far? Man, how did it squirt so far?
He flew at me, knife handle first, that was already in his neck, and I grabbed the knife to try to help him.
Like, oh, get this out of your neck, dude. What are you doing?
Oh, what's this in your neck for? Let me take this out for you.
Oh, you want it back in? What are you trying to say? I don't understand.
Take it mine. Take it out, put it in.
I don't speak
so
gurgling blood. You know what I mean?
I picked up some of this ability to basically talk my way out of almost anything, but there was no way I could talk my way out of that. I was just, I looked like an idiot. Oh, good. The guys from South Park don't do that. 2 seconds later, the guys from South Park do exactly that.
Of course. That was pretty awesome. I still think we need to write that sketch, though. John Edwards sketch?
Yeah,
I feel some kind of, someone's died, an uncle, an intergalactic uncle, and, like...
We should have somebody do... His name is, and then we should have, like, somebody doing almost the same sequence from Being John Malkovich, where John Cusack is like...
I always love that scene. You try to guess her name.
Maxine?
Maxine.
How did you know?
Oh, my God. I just heard her voice, Catherine Keener, whatever.
Catherine Keener.
Yeah, Keener, yeah. Yeah, I just her voice on a car commercial. A minivan commercial.
That's okay. She doesn't matter. Who is she?
Yeah, she's nobody, but I'm just trying to remember. Who
she's some, like, bastion to artistic integrity.
No, but I'm just wondering when the floodgates were open to everyone do a commercial, though. That would, you know, 15 years ago, no one did commercials. Yeah, late 90s.
Wrong. Actually, everybody did commercials 15 years ago. Sean Connery, who's a fucking Scotsman, did a fucking commercial for Japanese scotch.
Yeah, all right. But they would, you know, they would hide from it. They would do it in Japan. You know what I mean? And it was only like a handful.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
they
do a lot
comparison
of Japanese stuff.
But today, it's
no, 15 years ago, you had people doing voiceovers or car commercials all the time. I mean, people have been selling out since they were able to, Louis. 15 years ago, Jay Leno was doing Doritos commercials.
Yeah.
More than 15 years ago.
Yeah,
that's true. But it seems like it's more now. It's a lot more celebrity.
No, it's more acceptable now.
Mm, that's true. Definitely.
It's not. It's not as, you know, somebody saying, "Oh, he sold out." That doesn't even hold the weight that it used to anymore. Because
no
one
even
sold out. I'm getting paid.
No one knows what you're talking about. No one knows.
Yeah, I don't think you can
about.
Sell out anymore.
Yeah, it's just that's what I do. That's part.
Right.
There's no such thing as selling out because that's the goal.
Right.
The people don't do things for artistic integrity anymore. They do it to get paid.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, sure, I sold out, but look at my cars and look at my jewelry and look at my this huge dick that I bought and look at the 15 whores that I paid for that I'm putting it in.
Buy a new dick now?
Yeah, you can be able to buy a new dick for ages.
Really? What does that entail, though? Like,
you didn't know,
like,
man?
My dad is what you mean? Like, when my dad started putting...
Oh, boy.
No, your dad tried to buy a new dick and failed.
He got a lemon of a dick. He had to get the lemon law. Like, whoa, lemon law, dick.
I hope your dad kept the receipt on that shit.
Yeah, apparently he did.
Oh, man.
Tragic. It doesn't work.
I can't believe your dad bought a bad dick, man. That sucks. See, you should never buy. I keep telling you, Puerto Ricans, never buy used. But you don't listen.
Some certain things you don't buy used. A mattress and a dick.
Oh, man.
Your dad bought a used dick. We get it from some, like, shady dick dealer on the corner.
Hey, come over here, buddy.
Well, it wasn't Newark, though.
He's got it in a trench coat, doesn't he? Like, hanging
exactly.
off the side
he
of the
opens
trench
the
coat.
He's got, like, four hanging down the side.
They're all kind of shrivelly and kind of pointing in one direction.
I knew your dad's dick would be a gold mine, man. I've been saying that even before we did this show.
You've been saying that ever since before you had it in your mouth.
Exactly. I've been saying it since I met his dad. I was like, you know what? One day that guy's dick is going to be a gold mine.
Well, he spent so much money, into it. It's got to pay off at some point.
He does what everybody else does with cars. Is instead of, like, not spending a whole shitload of money over a long period of time, he could just save up that cash and buy, like, a fucking Ferrari dick, you know?
Very true.
But instead, he buys a fucking piece of shit dick, and then he's, you know, putting a little bit of shit in there.
And then he's got to take it out again. So.
Oh, man.
How's your dad's dick doing, by the way?
That's all right.
You know what? We should really have his dick on our show.
I know.
Special guest star.
We really need to have your dad's dick on this show. So if you could, for Wednesday, get your dad's dick on our show, please.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. We should come
out. Actually, I think you know what? I think, Louie, I think we should just have you interview your dad's dick on your own.
like we should, like, cut to a segment. But like, and now our special interview with Louie's dad's dick.
getting in trouble left and right.
Our exclusive one-on-one report.
Lou interviews his dad's dick. A very special afternoon with Lou's dad's dick.
Oh, man.
If it was a TV episode, it would be like long shots of
walking through a park.
And Louie could be sitting there in like a very like obscenely well lit like park scene.
Right.
You know, the light is very soft, like a Diane Sawyer type interview, and he could say, So my dad's dick. If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be?
I'm joined here by a very special guest today. My dad's dick has been around.
That made me.
My dad's dick. When did you decide that you wanted to be in the public spotlight?
When did you decide to be bent?
Tell us about the day that you first bent.
My dad's dick, I'd like to bring up something that may cause you a bit of pain. Do you remember the accident, the well-known accident that caused you to be bent in half?
To be bent backwards, apparently.
To be bent backwards.
To be a banana dick, essentially.
I want to talk to you about the tragic incident where you started to become shaped like a boomerang.
But not nearly as stiff as one.
Do you remember all the botched plastic surgery?
Do you remember the tube?
How did that make you feel?
The Frankenstein.
Do you remember asking for your son's help? My dad's dick. Do you remember asking me for help? My dad's dick.
Horrible. Oh, we're going to hell.
Yeah, we're going to go to hell, but we'll probably be riding Lou's dad.
Let's go to Naples instead.
The show's been over for like 10 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I think we might actually still be recording, though.
Okay.
Cool. I hope so.
It says recording.
What?
I don't know. Might actually cut off on the replay. But,
yeah,
you know, I really wish that we had, that the dad's dick thing had been part of the actual show. Why is it that the good stuff always happens when we're not recording anymore?
The pressure's
I say that
off.
To my dates all the time.
Yeah,
you say that what?
I say that to my dates all the time.
I thought you said you say that to your face all the time.
That too.
I was like, damn, Nick, that's fucked up. So I wonder how long we could use this service to just have a conversation with each other.
I don't know. I think we're testing it out now.
I wonder if they actually cut us off at any point in time. Because I mean, we've all called in to the studio switchboard, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Lou, do you have to go back to fucking your wife after you get off the phone?
No, I gotta go eat soon and then cry and then wake up and go back to work.
Well, gentlemen, I guess I'll speak to you both on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
All right.
All right, ladies.
All right.